In the early 2000s, huge energy companies descended on Pennsylvania. They developed a way to tap a massive reserve of natural gas, a method called fracking, and it ushered in a kind of gold rush in some parts of the state. But residents of a small town in northeastern Pennsylvania claimed the process tainted their well water. Now, the state attorney general has filed criminal charges against the company that fracked there for environmental crimes. But why are the charges coming more than 10 years after those problems arose? And does it mean those companies will be held more accountable? I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. State Impact Pennsylvania reporter Susan Phillips covers fracking and the energy industry in Pennsylvania. Susan, remind me, because it's been a while, when did things sort of start to go wrong in Dimmick?
They pretty much started to go wrong as soon as Cabot Oil and Gas started drilling there back in 2008. Do you remember that very popular documentary, Gasland?
I do, yes. Josh Fox, right?
Yeah, I mean, Josh Fox, he didn't grow up in the area, but his family owned land in the area.
One day I got a letter in the mail. It was from a natural gas company. The letter told me that my land was on top of a formation called the Marcellus Shale.
And so he did a documentary that sort of put fracking on the map in terms of the issues surrounding problems with fracking.
We lived here 40 years and the water never had a problem with the water. And they drilled. After they drilled, the water was bad.
It had started tasting funny, like metallic-y. And then it turned brown, and then it looked like mud.
At one point, we could actually light it on fire. Put the thing in, shake it up in the jug, and put a match around it and just light it up.
What happened was a lot of people started complaining soon after Cabot started drilling their wells about bad water. But what really put Dimmick on the map was on New Year's Day in 2009, a resident's shed blew up. What was happening was that methane, which is a colorless, odorless gas, and that's what they were drilling for. They were drilling for Marcellus shale gas in that region. It had leaked into the aquifer and then had gotten into people's water supplies in very high concentrations. And although methane isn't poisonous per se to drink in the water, if it's in a high enough concentration, anything can make it blow up. Like you turn on a light switch, whatever. If it's in an enclosed space, it can be highly explosive.
Did residents know what was going on at the time?
Not exactly, but they did reach out to the company, and then they reached out to the Department of Environmental Protection. The Department of Environmental Protection did an investigation and found that Cabot's well drilling or well construction was what was at fault here. In other words, they built the wells in such a way that they weren't sealed off.
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially, those wells became conduits for this gas to come up, and it leaked into the aquifer and then got into residential water supplies in that way.
Right. And Cabot's defense at the time was that there is sort of naturally occurring methane in the ground. So it's a little hard to prove that their drilling caused the methane, right?
Actually, it wasn't hard to prove at all because, yes, there is naturally occurring methane in that area of Pennsylvania, but it's a different type of methane and it has a different fingerprint. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how DEP came to their conclusions.
So what were residents able to do about their contaminated water?
15 families ended up suing Cabot. And Cabot to this day says they are not responsible for the pollution in Dimmick's water wells. They settled for most of the families. They settled out of court. And the residents themselves had to sign gag orders, basically, non-disclosure and non-disparagement clauses where they weren't allowed to talk about Cabot in a negative fashion. And that was also very controversial. Not all of them agreed to do that. In fact, in one case, Cabot is still in the process of suing one resident for $5 million because he continues to speak out against the company. But the town itself was split. There were people who remained to this day, supportive of the company. But there was a lot of people who were very frustrated with both the company and the reaction from the Department of Environmental Protection.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit more about the department's role in all this?
You know, they were heavily involved, and this dates back to Governor Rendell's administration when the head of the Department of Environmental Protection was John Hanger.
There is no such thing as a perfect source of energy. It's absolutely the case that natural gas production is not perfect.
He actually negotiated a deal with Cabot at the time that included a settlement, you know, payments to the residents, and also a water line that was supposed to run from the county seat of Montrose to Dimmick.
We're not going to allow folks who have had their water contaminated as a result of drilling to sit there and have to drink that kind of water.
It's important to remember that unlike people who live in the city and suburbs, most of rural Pennsylvania, those residents depend on well water for their water supply. Mm-hmm. So this was sort of a novel idea for them at the time, but then the deal fell through. And right now, a lot of the residents, I think, still rely on having to purchase water to cook and clean. So I think one of the things that's interesting about the Department of Environmental Protection is that they were involved heavily, but then they've also gotten a lot of criticism from this most recent grand jury report that was released by Attorney General Josh Shapiro.
Shapiro released the results of a new grand jury report today. Dozens of people testified, saying fracking had a negative impact on the quality of their water and air.
And in that report, Shapiro really lambasted the DEP for not being involved enough in these situations, not just in Dimmick, but all across the state.
DEP leadership repeatedly failed to exercise their duties and responsibilities. The message to employees was, intended or otherwise, leave fracking alone.
The DEP did not come out and investigate as much as they could have, according to the grand jury report.
Often they did not inspect reported violations, but rather called the fracking operator to ask if everything was okay.
And in fact, in one case, a resident saw a gas company pollute a nearby stream. He saw it turn to different colors. This was his testimony. He filmed it. And then when he called DEP to report the incident, DEP actually turned around and said to him that he could be charged for filing a false report.
That was the response of government. That answer is a violation of the public trust. And it's an outrageous, bureaucratic disregard for the rights of the people of Pennsylvania.
And one of the things the grand jury report says is that the DEP failed residents because it was kind of cozy with the industry leadership. Why would that be? Why would the Department of Environmental Protection be close with the gas industry?
That's a good question. One of the things that was brought up, and we did extensive reporting on this, was just this idea of the revolving door, right? How people at DEP often leave and get jobs with industry. Not everybody, not the vast majority, but there are some key players who have done so, including Michael Crancer, who headed up the DEP under Republican Governor Tom Corbett. And as you remember, Tom Corbett was very supportive of the industry in Pennsylvania. Now, Crancer disputes everything that was in the grand jury report and says most of what was relayed in that report was false. But he is one of those people who left the agency and then immediately began representing energy clients.
When we come back,
basically, the bottom line is it's really hard to pin criminal charges against an individual in a company.
supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. I'm speaking with State Impact Pennsylvania reporter Susan Phillips. The Pennsylvania Attorney General recently filed criminal charges against two natural gas companies, Range Resources and Cabot Oil and Gas. While Range is pleading no contest, Cabot is fighting the charges.
The charges stem from, you know, the Clean Water Act, basically, in Pennsylvania. It's called the Clean Streams Act.
We Pennsylvanians have a right to clean air and pure water.
It's important to note that, you know, the DEP already issued violations, not criminal violations, but civil violations for the criminal charges that were recently issued. I think what the grand jury said was Cabot's actions went beyond what a civil violation warrants.
These were not mere technical violations.
That they willfully had a detrimental effect on individuals' health and the public health of the region.
In light of Cabot's long-term indifference to damage it caused to the environment and to the good citizens of Susquehanna County, we conclude, the grand jurors wrote, that criminal charges are appropriate.
But again, those are criminal charges against the company, not against individuals in the company. Why did they do that, do you think?
Well, I talked to a lot of attorneys about that. And basically, the bottom line is it's really hard to pin criminal charges against an individual in a company. I mean, you really have to have the goods on a person who, and it clearly showing whether it's through a memo or through an email or through a letter, where it clearly shows that the individual has criminal intent. And I think I'm assuming that they did not have that evidence.
So given that, probably nobody goes to jail. What's the potential penalty for these criminal charges?
Yeah, you know, not much. You know, there's probably maybe $500,000 total. I mean, I know Cabot has a number of felonies as well as misdemeanors, much more than what Range was facing. Range ended up pleading no contest. They agreed to pay a fine, and they agreed to give money to charity. But Cabot has taken a totally different approach. They're fighting the charges, saying they're unfounded, and continuing to say that their actions did not pollute the water in Susquehanna County.
You know, Cabot already settled a bunch of lawsuits with residents. They've had to pay citations before. They may have to pay a little bit more money if they're, you know, found guilty on these criminal charges. Is this going to be any different? Is anything going to change?
I think it's hard to know. You know, I talked to one attorney, and this is somebody who prosecuted environmental crimes in the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District. And what he said was, for a lot of these companies, it's just the cost of doing business. If you can try to get criminal charges against an actual individual in the company, then they'll, you know, stand up and take notice of that. But it's hard to know how these criminal charges will change the culture of the company or, you know, whether or not things will change inside DEP. Will they feel like there's more pressure on them to hold these companies more accountable?
And what about the people in Dimmick, those who were saying, hey, this company has been acting badly for a very long time? Are they satisfied with the charges? What do they think?
You know, a lot of the people in Dimmick can't talk to me anymore because they're under gag orders. But the few I talked to off the record, I mean, I think they felt vindicated after all these years of saying this is what's going on here in Dimmick. People should pay attention to this.
The report itself means it exonerates us. We're no longer the crazy people that don't know what we're talking about. We now have the backing of the Attorney General's office and a grand jury, two grand juries, actually.
We did talk to Craig Stevens. He's not under a gag order. He had a lot to say about this, including the fact that he really wants to see not just the companies held accountable, but DEP held accountable as well.
I'm not interested in having the same people in there. We have to change the people, and we have to have them read the Constitution and understand that we have a constitutional right to clean air and pure water. When that gets upset, they have to do everything they can to fix it.
Why is Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General, filing these charges now, 10 years after Dimmick was really the center of the national conversation about fracking?
You know, it's interesting because the DEP does have the authority to refer these cases to the AG's office, and they never did. People who have been impacted by fracking, they have been pressing for criminal charges for years. And I think they were just so persistent, and they finally forced themselves on Shapiro and some folks from his environmental crimes unit, and they forced the issue.
I don't want to sound too cynical given all of that, but Josh Shapiro is also kind of widely speculated to be interested in running for governor. So this could have some political motivation, right?
Sure, of course. And, you know, it's also a question what will happen with grand jury recommendations. A few of those include increasing the distance between, say, residences or schools and fracking sites. So right now, the law is they have to be 500 feet away. But the grand jury reports that that should be 2,500 feet away. The grand jury also recommended strengthening air pollution requirements and regulations around fracking sites, as well as work to minimize the revolving door, right? Work to minimize how people who were in authority at the Department of Environmental Protection can then leave and immediately go and work for the gas industry. But, you know, it's still a Republican-led legislature in Harrisburg, and they're very supportive of the gas industry. Even some Democrats, right, who represent Southwest Pennsylvania are supportive of the gas industry. A lot of these lawmakers that come from these areas where there is heavy fracking going on, not only do many of them actually have leases with the gas industry and make money that way, but the gas industry itself has been very supportive of them. And of course, they don't want to be seen as anti-industry, anti-jobs in any way, shape, or form. So it's highly unlikely that they're going to implement any of these recommendations. A lot of them have already spoken out and dismissed the grand jury report and basically say that, you know, they don't have any intentions of implementing these new regulations.
Susan, thank you.
You're welcome.
State Impact Pennsylvania reporter Susan Phillips. There will be a hearing in the case against Cabot July 21st. Pennsylvanians opposed to Cabot are planning to protest. Thanks to Josh Fox for allowing use of clips from his 2010 documentary, Gasland. The Y is produced by Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. Stay safe, and we'll see you Monday.